falls on it at the 39-yard line where the Warriors will have it first down and 10. Falling on it for Riverdale is Centarius Lyons, number 14.
Got to hand it to the faithful here for Shelbyville. They are amped up about this game.
Yeah, good crowd here from Shelbyville. Nice crowd from Riverdale. Really impressed with the number of people who have gotten out and traveled on a Tuesday night. It's a beautiful night for football. Just perfect. Kind of cool, but just perfect for the players. Riverdale will line it up in an I formation. The Warriors really more in a wing T type of set. And there's a handoff around the right side. Got 5, 6, 7 yards. Goes number 9 for Riverdale, Julian Martin. And Martin, a nice gain on first down of 5 yards. It'll be second and a short 5 for the Warriors.
Great job on Martin to follow his blocks, turning, even running sideways for a couple of moments there to squeeze through the smallest of running lanes and holes to pick up the yardage.
So Riverdale to the line, second down and 5 for the Warriors. Again, they run a wing T, slot man on the left and right, and a tailback. Man in motion, takes the handoff. Coming around the near side, he's got a first down and more. He's loose into Shelbyville territory and driven out of bounds at the 35-yard line is Artavius Collier. And Collier picks up a first down and 10 for Riverdale in Shelbyville territory, and they will spot that football at the 34.
Cinta Muse doing the tackle there down the sideline, saving the touchdown for Shelbyville. Just got to the outside, the running back did, for Murfreesboro, and he hit a second gear as soon as he got to the outside.
The Golden Eagles will line up in a 4-man front, 3 linebackers, so a basic 4-3 set. For Riverdale, they show for Shelbyville, they show a blitz as Riverdale wants to throw. Rolling right, pass out in the flat is incomplete, kind of in between two receivers. Marquez Cantrell is the quarterback for Riverdale, and that pass, a little bit off target. It'll be second down and 10 for the Warriors.
I think that was a smart throw by the quarterback there. I think it was intention to be off target. He had nowhere to go. As far as when he was rolling out to the right, didn't have a running lane and be able to tuck it in and run it himself. And his receivers were well covered out there, so he threw it in between them for an incompletion rather than take a sack.
So Marquise Cantrell under center for the Warriors, second down and 10 at the Shelbyville 34. Handoff around to the right side, gain of 5, 6 yards for Julian Martin. And as you would expect from Riverdale, they've got a lot of athletes. And it's got to be the largest freshman football team that is in the state of Tennessee. I can't imagine any team bigger. They're huge. I mean, guys across the line got to be 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", no question about it.
Number 55 lining up on the line has got to be as wide as two of me.
Yeah, he's the kicker. That's Anthony Gutierrez. Handoff, right side, first down and a little more for Riverdale as he's dropped after a gain of about 5. And that is number, help me out, Deuce, I'm having a hard time seeing that one. It's like 33, Austin Bryant on the carry for Riverdale. Gives the Warriors a first down and 10, and the ball rests at the Shelbyville 20-yard line. No score, 8:15 to go in the first quarter from Wilkins Stadium. Deuce Anderson, Scott Chastain bringing you the play-by-play tonight from Tullahoma. Handoff right side, big hole, and a gain of about 6 or 7 there goes Montori Wilkerson, and Wilkerson is stacked up by a bunch of Shelbyville Golden Eagles, but not before he picked up 7 yards. It'll be second and short for
Would
the Warriors.
Would that be a flock?
A flock of Golden Eagles. I like it.
Flock of Eagles.
And on the far sideline, Martin didn't get as much as it appeared. A gain of 4. It's second down and 6, Riverdale.
That was more of an east and west run than it was a north and south run. And that's due to Shelbyville's great defense so far.
Cantrell brings his team to the line, hands it off straight up the gut to Austin Bryant. And Bryant is short of the first down, a gain of 4, maybe 5 yards for Bryant. It'll be third down for Riverdale, and this is a chance for Shelbyville to make a stand here and stop this opening drive that the Warriors are putting together on the ground, just pounding it out with that big offensive line. Now, Shelbyville, they're not small, but Riverdale's just huge. Third down and a short two for the Warriors as it is handoff over the right side. I don't know if he made it. I don't think he did. Great job by that Shelbyville defense piling on to the Riverdale ball carrier, and it's going to be fourth down for the Warriors, and we'll see what Riverdale wants to do on fourth and one.
I would say we're probably in four down territory right here. I don't know if they probably have a kicker that can hit the uprights from there. And that last play, once again, these teams going for misdirection. Quarterback handed it off, acted like he still had it, but Shelbyville's defense read it perfectly.
Read it very well. Marquise Cantrell brings his team to the line. Fourth down and one, Riverdale. Handoff right side, first down and more goes Montori Wilkerson. And Wilkerson will give the Warriors first down and goal to go at the five-yard line. So Riverdale continues its drive on a fourth and one conversion. No score here, 6:06 to play in the first quarter.
For all intents and purposes, that run they just had for the first down was really the same play they just ran previously and gained nearly nothing.
Riverdale, very basic wing tee offense. They're not going to do anything real fancy. They just power it at you behind that big line. They'll now split a receiver out to the left side as Cantrell brings his team to the line. Cantrell handoff, drop behind the line of scrimmage. A great play by that Shelbyville defense. Drops the Riverdale running back, who is Artavius Collier, for a loss.
Amari Dandy comes in to make the tackle in the backfield for Shelbyville and putting Riverdale back.
Call it the nine. Looks like they've spotted it at the nine. So second down and goal, Warriors at the Golden Eagle 9-yard line. 5:10 to go in a scoreless first quarter here at Wilkins Stadium. Remind you to tune in to Friday Night Thunder this Friday night at 6 o'clock. Pre-game for all the games in Middle Tennessee. Handoff up the middle. Touchdown, Riverdale. Artavius Collier scores from 9 yards away, and the Warriors are on the board first with 4:56 to go in the first quarter.
And that time, the difference on that play was is that they did the same movement, the same running backs going in the same directions as they did previously, but they had one more twist in there, one more back staying back, handing it off to him after everyone else had ran away. There was nobody left to block the hole, and Riverdale scoots in for the touchdown.
Centarius Lyons will attempt the point after for the Warriors. A good snap, a good hold, and the kick is no good, wide to the right. 4:56 to go in the first quarter. Riverdale 6, Shelbyville nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, Cook's.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone?
This is on the board first on a 9-yard touchdown run by Artavius Collier, and the Warriors kick it off to the Golden Eagles. That kick is taken at the 15-yard line. Spun down at the 18 is Michael Eddings for Shelbyville, and the Golden Eagles will begin their first drive of this football game at their 17-yard line. You can purchase DVDs of this contest. It is a fundraiser for the Lions Club of Tullahoma. This is their largest fundraiser of the year. And they've looked like they've done a good job here between both concession stands open and a good gate. Shelbyville lines it up first down and 10. The quarterback for the Golden Eagles is Mason Cunningham. Cunningham in the shotgun will hand it off to his tailback. Runs to the right side, and very little room there is Michael Eddings. And Eddings is dropped by that Riverdale defense. And you have to say at first glance that running outside is going to be tough for Shelbyville against this Riverdale defense. The Golden Eagles have it at the 22, second down and 10.
And Austin Bryan showing the team speed that Riverdale's got, chasing the running back down from behind, dropping him for a loss.
Cunningham with two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quick pass to the right side is complete, and the receiver is slung down out of bounds. That's Chris McLean, and McLean is slung down as he got out over the 25 to the 26. It'll be a gain of 4 on the pass, and it'll be third down and 6 for Shelbyville as they go into the no huddle. It's a everybody stands and looks to the sideline, just like the varsity does, and Mason Cunningham at quarterback on third and 6 from the gun. Shelbyville started a little early, no flag. Cunningham chased out of the pocket, and Cunningham is sacked back at the 25-yard line. It's going to be fourth down in a likely punting situation for the Golden Eagles.
Seth Black will be credited with a sack on that play, just having the quarterback ran right into him as he was trying to go away from yet another Riverdale defender.
So Shelbyville on fourth down and really lost about a yard. Fourth and 7, we'll call it, and the Golden Eagles will step back to punt, and that is O.J. Davis, I think, doing the punting. And O.J. Davis played in the varsity game against Tullahoma the last few snaps at quarterback for Shelbyville. So Davis doing double duty for the Golden Eagles. An outstanding freshman. It's a high snap. Davis pulls it down, gets the kick away, and it's a pretty good kick considering the snap. It takes a Shelbyville roll into Riverdale territory, and it will be down by the Golden Eagles at the 43-yard line. So a good 30-yard punt for O.J. Davis, but Riverdale, leading 6-0 with 3:13 to go in the first quarter, will have it first down and 10 at its 44. So the Warriors back out on the field on offense, and again, the quarterback is Marquise Cantrell for Riverdale. As the Warriors, only one loss this season. I don't know who beat this team, but they're really good, whoever it was. As Cantrell brings his team to the line. Single setback, receiver split to the left, and it'll hand off to the tailback. Big hole, 35, 40, out to the 50 into Shelbyville territory. Still on his feet, fighting for yardage is Riverdale's tailback, and it's a great gain there for the Warriors, and it's a first down and 10 for Riverdale inside Shelbyville territory at the 34-yard line.
Number 23, Ken Collins, the carrier on that last play, just great feet, always kept him underneath him.
Really stayed on his feet. Good point. Collins lines up at tailback. Cantrell is the quarterback. Cantrell sends a man in motion, hands it to Collins. Collins, another big hole, and Collins fights his way inside the 30, down inside the 25 to the 23, goes number 23, Ken Collins. And he's may have a first down. Looks like he's got it from here. If he doesn't, it's going to be second and very short. It is first down and 10 for Riverdale at the Shelbyville 23-yard line. 2:39 to go. Warriors lead it 6-0, trying to get more. As Cantrell lines his team up, Cantrell wants to throw. Rolls to the right side. He's going to the end zone. There was a push off. It's incomplete. And it's going to be second down and 10 Riverdale. Warriors may have gotten away with a little one there. Didn't really change the play. So they let it go. Pass falls incomplete over the head of the intended receiver.
Scott, do you think that they really intended to complete that pass? Obviously, if they did, they did. And that would be great. But is that more of a ploy to keep the defense honest during the run?
Well, you could look at it either way. I think they would have loved to complete the touchdown pass, but yeah, throwing long out of this wing tee definitely keeps the defense honest. Cantrell to the line now. splits a receiver to the right side, so a little bit different look. Handoff around the right side. Good blocking as Shelbyville closes but misses one tackle, two tackles, three tackles, and that play is going to result in a touchdown. Riverdale. Montori Wilkerson just broke tackles down the far sideline and scored from 23 yards out, and Riverdale leads it 12-0.
Great individual effort by Riverdale to score that touchdown, and yet another game that we've watched tonight, Scott, where the team that's allowing the points is not able to make the tackles.
Yeah, good speed there by Montori Wilkerson, but Shelbyville did have a couple of opportunities, just couldn't bring him down, and now the Warriors will go for two. Cantrell brings his team to the line, hands it off to the tailback Ken Collins, and Collins is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Riverdale's rolling early in this Lions Bowl with 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Warriors 14, Golden Eagles nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Reeves St. Drug Store is like no other pharmacy. From the moment you enter, you know that you will be taken care of. The soda shop offers healthy homemade sandwiches, soups, and treats. The post office has the most friendly and knowledgeable staff you will find. A compound lab where you can walk up to the window and watch our pharmacists make customized medications tailored for you. A gift shop with everything from natural skincare to sweet finds for babies, and of course, treasures for you. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit us at reevesane.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
The last time Riverdale played in the Lions Bowl, they beat Franklin County 58-0 in 2009. They lead here 14-0. The kickoff is bobbled by Shelbyville's return man, but now he's loose. And one man left to save the touchdown, and he does. A great return by Clinta Muse. Clinta Muse could be Cinte. That's it. Cinte. C-I-N-T-A. Cinte Muse returns that kick for Shelbyville, giving the Golden Eagles good field position, which they really needed, at their 34-yard line. Outstanding touchdown-saving tackle by Riverdale. So the Golden Eagles back to the line with quarterback Mason Cunningham. They spread it out, split a receiver to the left and right. Two men in the backfield now, offset eye, and Cunningham is going to hand it to the first man through, and that's Muse, and Muse has nowhere to go. As the Warriors swarmed him and brought him down, the football was loose, and it was recovered by O.J. Davis for Shelbyville there. So fortunate that the Golden Eagles are able to line up second down and 11. As Davis is playing in the slot on the right side. As Shelbyville snaps it, Cunningham bobbles the snap. Now he's in trouble. Got to fall on the football. It's loose. Somebody's got to fall on that football. Riverdale had multiple chances at it, but I think Shelbyville got it back. And, boy, Riverdale had a great chance to get a turnover there. But Shelbyville, fortunate to have that football. It will be third and 20 at the 24.
Just a bad snap and bad handle by the quarterback for Shelbyville as it went over his head. But then again, as you had said, the Warriors had a chance to pick it up.
So Cunningham on third and 20 tries to get a snap, and now flags fly and whistles blow. And let's see what the infraction is.
Based on Cunningham's result.
Yeah, illegal procedure against the Golden Eagles. And you could tell from the quarterback response that it was against his team. So now it's third and 25 for Shelbyville. Got to be careful here. Third and 25 at your own 19-yard line. Ball security is critical. We're under a minute in the first quarter with Riverdale leading Shelbyville 14-0. Cunningham in the gun, takes a snap, rolls left. Here comes the pressure. Cunningham gets it away. That pass complete. Out on the far sideline to the 30-yard line. goes Shelbyville, but far short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and long for the Golden Eagles, as Cunningham's pass on the far side was to 27, Amari Dandy, but Dandy had very little room to run. It's fourth and 17.
And a great thing for Riverdale's offense as their defense stiffens, because they had an opportunity to fall on that fumble, as you had said. They're going to take a – there's a timeout on the field. Your score here in Tullahoma is 14-0. Actually, we're running out of the first quarter. We're going to take a Sports Plus timeout.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Taylor Guitars are here at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Taylor Acoustics are the top acoustic guitar line in the United States, and in fact, in the entire world. And this is a great compliment to our Paul Reed Smith electric guitar line, which is a premier line worldwide also. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
And we invite you to join us for Tullahoma Sports Plus every Monday night at 6 o'clock right here on the Tullahoma Sports Network. You can follow us on Facebook, Tullahoma Sports Network, and on Twitter at TSN1051. Also visit TullahomaRadio.com. Shelbyville to punt. Good snap, block. Riverdale's blocked the punt. It's a live football inside the five, and the Warriors recover at the two-yard line. Great penetration by that Riverdale defense, and that ball is recovered by Austin Wright for the Warriors, and they're set up to increase their lead. 9:52 to go in the half. Riverdale up 14-0, and what a great rush by that Riverdale line on that punt attempt.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Scott. Great penetration by the defensive line during that special teams play for Riverdale, and getting the actually multiple players in there with an opportunity to be able to block the punt. One does, and they get the ball on the two.
Austin Wright with the recovery. Actually, I guess he started his slide at the three, so that's where the Warriors will line it up with Marquise Cantrell at quarterback. Riverdale sporting the orange on this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Hand off right side, nowhere to go. Good reaction by the defense. Montori Wilkerson may have gotten a yard, but that's all. And a fine play for Shelbyville by big number 77, who is not listed in this program. But that young man made a fine defensive play. It will be second down and goal, Warriors at the three.
Second time this evening we are encountered with a player that is not on the roster.
And, you know, coaches, do a better job of putting your rosters together. Your players deserve to have their name called. Riverdale, second down and goal at the three. Hand off right side. Scoots into the end zone for the touchdown. Does Montori Wilkerson, his second touchdown of the night. And the Warriors are now up 20-0 on Shelbyville. And Riverdale is looking good in this one.
Just a great run to the outside. Nearly the same exact play that they ran a second ago for, once again, a gain of no yards. But it's just persistence by this Riverdale team. And that and execution.
Execution is the key there. They have looked flawless in their execution. Centurious Lions to attempt the point after. It's a low snap. Now they're going to have to throw it up for two, and that pass is complete with a two-point conversion. A great throw by Julian Martin and a fine catch by Artavius Collier. 9:07 to go in the first half. Riverdale 22, Shelbyville nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
First to help folks meet their dreams. At home or business, so many things. It's more than great consumer banking. There's a name for it, First Banking. Come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. First Banking.
Cente Muse, Chris McClain, and Michael Eddings back to return the Riverdale kick with the Warriors leading 22-0. And it will be Eddings. Picks it up at the 14. Scoots around to the 15. Breaks one tackle, but not the second. And brought down, that's McClain on the return. And McClain is dropped at the Shelbyville 17-yard line, where the Golden Eagles will take over. First down and 10. At the 18, they'll spot it. 8:59 to go first half. Shelbyville trails Riverdale 22-0. And Deuce, the Golden Eagles got to get some offense going pretty quick.
They better start putting some points on the board, because as of right now, Riverdale is just looking to totally take dominating control of this game.
Shelbyville had a punt blocked on its last possession. Handoff, fumble. Ball is loose. Fallen on by the Warriors. Shelbyville couldn't get the handoff together, and it's fallen on by Riverdale's 23. That's Ken Collins. He's a tailback and a linebacker, and the Warriors are going to have great field position once again. Last time they blocked a punt, had it at the 3. This time they recover a Shelbyville fumble. And it is going to be Warriors first down and 10 at the Riverdale 17.
Scott Chastain, as we had discussed during the break in between the first and second quarter, that in that last score, sometimes no matter what happens for a team, everything goes good, no matter even when it goes bad. And for the other team, sometimes you just can't catch a break.
Now, Shelbyville, I think, trying to play a little faster than they need to against this big, fast Riverdale team. Warriors have it. Handoff, left side. This is Collins, and Collins had very little room there. He slung down, but his forward momentum is going to get him, I think, a yard or two, where it will be second down for Riverdale as the Warriors begin to play some other players. They'll spot it at the 15, so a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8, Riverdale, at the Shelbyville 15. 8:20 left to go first half. Warriors lead the Golden Eagles 22-0.
Not a good sign when your opponent has already thrown in bench players in the second quarter.
No doubt. Handoff. Big tailback. Collins once again. And Collins fights his way for about 3. And it's going to be 3rd and maybe 5 for Riverdale inside the Shelbyville 15-yard line. As the Warriors continue to just pound it inside. But on 3rd and 5, 5.5, wouldn't be a shocker here to see Riverdale once again throw it in the end zone. They did it down on their other end. The pass was incomplete, but it did open up the running game for the Warriors, and they scored. They scored every time they touched it here in this first half, and they lead 22-0. Hand off. This is a double reverse. Inside, big hole at the 5. Touchdown, Riverdale. Artavius Collier scores his second touchdown of the night, and the Warriors increase their lead to 28-0. What a huge hole for Collier. Deuce, you could have run in for that touchdown.
I probably could have made it through that one. And the whole misdirection on that play was what really created the opening there for him to run in for the touchdown. They handed it off actually twice to two separate players. And that's what created that particular opportunity.
Ron Adelot, of course, is the head coach of the Riverdale varsity, and this wing tee by this freshman team is impressive. Extra point, and not so impressive. No good. 7:28 to go in the first half. Riverdale 28, Shelbyville nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness,
the dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Well, we appreciate that, George. The Lions Bowl started in 1965. This is the 47th edition, and Riverdale is blowing Shelbyville out here in the first half. Warriors kickoff is taken by Cente Muse. Muse is up to the 30. Muse to the 35-40. Muse stepped out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Nice return by Cente Muse. He's an explosive player, and Deuce, one of the things with judging Shelbyville against Riverdale, it's tough because, you know, Riverdale's huge 6A school, 2,000 students. Shelbyville's not. They're a 5A school with, you know, 1,100 students, and Shelbyville would do everything it could to not play Riverdale in varsity competition, but that's the kind of matchup these bowl games produce. Shelbyville, first and 10, best field position of the night for the Golden Eagles. Cunningham hands it off inside to Muse. Cente Muse trying to get outside, and he does. Muse to the 45, and Cente Muse gets near midfield. That's the best play of the night for the Shelbyville Golden Eagles, their best field position, as they're going to have it second down and three at their 47. That was a burst of speed by Muse to get outside.
And he nearly didn't have enough speed to get outside around the end past the defenders that Riverdale was sending past him. Just pure effort on that play in order to be able to pick up the yardage that he did.
A little bit different set this time for Shelbyville with running backs on either side of Cunningham. Cunningham hands it off. Around the right side, this is Michael Eddings, and Eddings did not get past the line of scrimmage as he is slung down. Fine defensive play by LaJanes Marable for Riverdale. They are so fast in their pursuit to the football. It'll be third down and long three for the Golden Eagles at their 47-yard line. They've yet to get inside Riverdale territory as Cente Muse. Helmet comes off, so he's got to sit out of play. That is the rule now in high school, college, middle school football, every level but the pros. It's a safety thing. Cunningham to throw. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Intercepted. Riverdale. They're at the 50. The 45, 40. 35. Cutback against Cunningham. What a great cutback. And going all the way for a 55-yard interception return is Jay Coop for the Riverdale Warriors. And the Warriors are blowing this thing out. Great return by Riverdale, but there is a flag on the play. It is against Shelbyville, so Riverdale will line it up to attempt the point after the outstanding interception return. And I called the wrong name, and my apologies. That was Centarius Lyons that intercepted that pass. The kicker intercepted it and returned it 55 yards for a touchdown on a tip ball. Shelbyville looked like they were going to have a first down in Riverdale territory, but it goes the other way, and the Warriors are trying to tack on their 35th point, but that PAT needs some work. 5:51 to go in the half. Our score is Riverdale 34, Shelbyville nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Ooh, you can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
For decades, Farmer Brothers Insurance and the Murfreesboro Insurance Agency have been serving our neighbors. Now they have joined forces because sometimes more is more. Claiborne and Taylor is one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies. More options and more personal attention. Drop in for their open house on Friday, October the 12th, just behind Tire World on Memorial Boulevard. Visit ClaiborneTaylor.com for more information.
Well, I was going to write down all the touchdown runs, but I've run out of room already. 5:51 to go in the first half. Riverdale leads Shelbyville 34-0. As far as we know, the TSSAA mandated mercy clock is in effect for bowl games, and that means a team leads by 35 points in the second half. Shelbyville takes the kickoff, breaks a 1-2-3 tackles. Good hard run back by Michael Eddings out to the 35-yard line, where the Golden Eagles will have it first down and 10, and Eddings slow to get up. He took a shot, Deuce, and Eddings is not getting up at all. He took a shot in his back, and we certainly hope Michael Eddings is okay. He's able to walk off the field on his own power, but he got drilled. Shelbyville, first and 10 at the 35. The Golden Eagles need a score, and they need it really, really fast. The quarterback is Mason Cunningham. The tailback is Cente Muse. Two receivers left, two to the right. Spread formation for the Golden Eagles. Cunningham, the throw, pass incomplete. Same receiver, O.J. Davis, got a hand on it. And that they're fortunate that that one wasn't picked off. The last play, Riverdale's Centarius Lyons intercepted and returned it 55 yards. O.J. got to do a better job.
If you're not going to catch the ball, you've got to knock it down as a receiver. The unfortunate thing is that when he doesn't catch the ball, he's tipping it up and giving the defense a chance to get underneath it.
Interesting. He played quarterback in the varsity game. Cunningham bobbles the snap. Cunningham's going to lose the football, and that football is going to be recovered by Riverdale. Now, let's see. We'll sort this out. There's a flag on the play. Was it a pass or a run? We'll see, because it looked like that he shovel passed the ball forward. I think they're going to rule it an incomplete pass, but there's a flag on the play. It's against Riverdale, face mask against Riverdale. So, yes, it had to be an incomplete pass. It's an incidental face mask, so that's a 5-yard penalty. And so Shelbyville, boy, they're fortunate to be looking at second down and 10 here at their 35-yard line. A couple of big breaks for the Golden Eagles right there. They got to settle down and put together a successful play. Cunningham in the shotgun, back to throw. He's got time. Pass out in the flat, complete. There you go. Scrambling for a first down for Shelbyville is Chris McClain. He's driven backwards, but his forward progress is going to be the 47-yard line of the Golden Eagles. And for the first time tonight, I am really happy to say it is a first down Shelbyville at their 47-yard line. Good pitch and catch by the Golden Eagles.
And I was just going to ask you that question, Scott, if that was indeed the first down of the evening
best
for the
I
Golden
remember.
Eagles.
It's been a long first half, but as best I can remember, it's the first one. Shelbyville at its 47. This is as far as they've been. Pass over the middle to Muse, complete. And Cente Muse fights his way into Riverdale territory at the 49-yard line. So that's the first time Shelbyville has been in Riverdale territory tonight, and they'll spot it at the Warrior 49. Golden Eagles on the march with Cunningham. Tailback now is Eddings. Two receivers left, two to the right. Riverdale, three-man rush. Pass out in the flat to Eddings, complete at the 50, and Eddings fights his way down to the Riverdale 45. It's going to be a yard or two short of the first down. I think they'll spot it at the 44, we'll call it. Second down, a third down and two for the Golden Eagles with 4:12 to go in the first half. Riverdale leads this game 34-0, but Shelbyville mounting their best drive of the night. Cunningham's pass incomplete, intended out there to a diving Amari Dandy, and Dandy couldn't come up with it. So fourth down and a short two for the Golden Eagles. You got to go for it here, trailing 34-0.
without a doubt, four down territory here. Shelbyville's got to get some points on the board. You can't go into halftime and expect to come out and do anything being down 34 to nothing.
So Shelbyville sorts it out on fourth and a short two. They'll split three receivers to the left side, one to the right. That's Davis on the right side. Cunningham, the quarterback, Mason Cunningham, brings a man in motion. Cunningham rolls left. He wants to throw. He's got room to run for the first down. The pass is incomplete off the hands of Sente Muse. And I feel for Mason Cunningham, Deuce, because he's going to watch this video. He's going to see he had plenty of room to run for the first down there. But the pass is incomplete. Riverdale will take over at its 46-yard line.
And he had pressure on him from the moment that he got the ball snapped to him. When he was rolling out, two defenders were already coming after him. Not saying that, as you said, he couldn't squirt out to the outside and the left, but he decided to try to make the completion through the pass and just didn't get it there.
So Riverdale takes over, first down and 10 at their 46-yard line, leading 34 to nothing with 3:56 to go in the first half. Hand off left side. This is Collins. Collins breaks one tackle, but not the seven, and Collins is tripped up at the 48-yard line for a gain of about four, maybe three. And that may have been Marable, to 28 and 23. Tough to see the difference from up here, but it was James Marable on the carry for the Warriors. So Marable gets, we'll call it three, second and seven. Riverdale at its 49-yard line. Again, Riverdale leading 34-0. On the march once again. Man in motion, handoff straight up the gut, though, to the tailback, and he's got room. As Collins, I think that's Collins this time, fights his way out to Austin Bryant, fights his way down inside the Shelbyville 40 to the 38. It's a first down and 10, Riverdale. They got so many running backs, I can't keep them straight.
Great job. Hit the hole fast and hard. The hole was there for a couple of seconds, but that's all he needed in order to be able to squirt through for a big game.
So, again, the tailback for the Warriors and a man in motion. And this is a handoff to that tailback, and he's out inside the 40 down to the 35-yard line. Goes Bryant, Austin Bryant, carrying the load right now for Riverdale. And he's worked his way down to the 35-yard line. A gain of three. It'll be second and seven. Warriors just trying to eat that clock. They'd love to score right at the end of the half here. They lead 34 to nothing. But another touchdown at the end of the half activates the mercy clock in the second half. Riverdale to the line. The quarterback, Marquise Cantrell, has done an outstanding job in this wing T set. And Cantrell hands it off to Montori Wilkerson. And Wilkerson, who's got a couple of touchdowns on the night, fights his way down to the 31-yard line. So a nice gain for Riverdale. Leaves third and three. Third, well, they spot it now at the 30, so it's third and two for the Warriors. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Warriors lead the Golden Eagles 34 to nothing. We're live at Wilkins Stadium in Tullahoma. It's the 47th annual Sims McKenzie Tullahoma Lions Bowl. It's been all Riverdale in this first half. Warriors flag fly and whistles blow before the snap. So I think Riverdale moved and maybe back 5 yards here. Yes, illegal procedure against the Warriors. We'll put it back at the 45 and make it third down and seven.
Reminder to all everyone out there listening to the broadcast of this game, if you want a DVD copy of this game, then contact the Tullahoma Lions Club. Specifically ask for Dick Culp, and he will
hook you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll hook you right
up. Now, they're selling them because they are part of the fundraiser effort for the Lions Club.
Third down and seven, Riverdale. Handoff inside, nothing doing. This was Austin Bryant with the handoff, and Bryant had nowhere to go. Fine play that time by Shelbyville's defense, led by big number 78, Anthony Lentz. So Lentz and company stop Bryant at the 34, and it's going to be fourth down and seven, six. Fourth and six for Riverdale at the Golden Eagle 34, and suddenly Wilkins Stadium has become the quietest place in Middle Tennessee.
Well, and most of the Shelbyville contingent that were here are gone.
That's
I
really
guess that
true.
Means that their kids are walking home.
That's really true. I think they're down down underneath in the concourse getting hot chocolate. Riverdale, fourth down and six. Handoff misdirection. Great double reverse. Wide open, 30, 25, 20. Forget about it. All the way is LeJanes Marable. Touchdown, Riverdale. Boy, that's the second time they've done that little inside double reverse. And that's one of the things about the wing T. It is so deceptive if you've got a quarterback who can run it. And trust me, Marquise Cantrell can. It's almost impossible to, when you're down there on that defensive line, to stay with that football.
And not only that, Scott, but you've got to have the athletes to be able to pull it off. And this Riverdale team has a multitude on the field at any given moment.
If you watch the Moore County Blue Raiders back in the 80s and 90s under Mac McCurry, that's how this wing T looks. Lions trying to kick his first extra point, and it's bobbled and fallen on. So they're doing everything great but the extra point. 34 seconds to go in the first half. Riverdale 40, Shelbyville nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Cook's Pest Control.
The Riverdale Warriors are dominating the first half of this 47th annual Sims McKenzie Lions Bowl, leading Shelbyville 40 to nothing with 34 seconds to go in the first half. This is a powerful freshman football team as the kickoff is taken at the 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and slung out of bounds is Shelbyville's Michael Eddings, who's really been the bright spot for the Golden Eagles. Has been his kickoff returns. He's had multiple kickoff returns over 20 yards, but there's a flag on the play, so let's see what the call is here with 27 seconds to play in a lopsided first half. I get the feeling that more DVDs will land in Rutherford County than Bedford County.
I was thinking that myself.
It is holding against Riverdale on the kickoff return at you almost never see the defense hold on a kickoff return, but that's what we got now. Shelbyville, they can use all the yards they can get, so they will take this. And it was a personal foul, not a holding. That explains why it's marked 15 yards. So the result, Shelbyville has its deepest penetration of the night, its best field position yet. First and 10 at the Riverdale 46 yard line. Cunningham has gone all the way at quarterback. He's not gotten any help from his receivers tonight. Mason Cunningham rolls to the right, wide open. He doesn't spot him. Now he does. Pass incomplete. That's what I'm talking about. Chris McClain was wide open on the far sideline. Cunningham was a little late getting him the ball, but when he got it to him, it just bounced right out of his hands. You couldn't have thrown a better ball. Second and 10, Golden Eagles.
And a great job throwing on the run. If his receivers could catch the ball, they've really got something in this young man at quarterback for Shelbyville.
Yeah, multiple throws have been on target for Mason Cunningham. The Golden Eagle receivers got to regroup at halftime. Second and 10, Shelbyville wants a timeout, and we will take it. 20 seconds left to go in the first half. Riverdale 40, Shelbyville nothing. This is a Sports Plus timeout.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots, Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Our most popular daily special is Wednesday. That's right, Chicken Finger Basket Day. But did you know if you wanted to eat healthy, you can get your chicken grilled and served with fresh steamed broccoli instead of French fries? Please come try any of our three locations in Rutherford County, The original Toots at the corner of Broad Street and Medical Center Parkway, 301 Sam Ridley Parkway West in Smyrna, and our newest location, and that's 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Complete to Michael Eddings. And Shelbyville, short of the first down, they'll spot it at the 38-yard line. That's the deepest penetration of the night for Shelbyville. Now, they've called another timeout. We're going to keep it right here. It's going to be third down and three for the Golden Eagles. And the ball with 9.3 seconds left to go in the first half. Let me tell you about some of the current service projects of the Tullahoma Lions Club. Some of the things that they do is they test eyes of students in elementary and middle schools. They provide free eye exams and glasses for the needy. They sponsor five loaves for kids. They sponsor a boy to boys state every year. They conduct glaucoma and hearing testing clinics. The Middle Tennessee Lions Sight Service provides medical treatment and surgery. The Lions Eye Bank of Middle Tennessee, tissue for transplants and research. Also, Leader Dogs for the Blind, Recording for the Blind. A lot of great projects the Lions Club is involved in. They've really focused in on sight for children, and that's a great, great effort by the Lions Club, and we applaud them, and we are glad to support the effort here tonight. Shelbyville, third down and three. Two men in motion. There's no flag. Cunningham scrambles, wanting to throw, and there's the flag on the far side. That play will come back. Cunningham calling timeout. He's a gamer. I like this Cunningham at quarterback, but they had two men in motion at the same time, Deuce, and you just can't do that.
I'd rather have the penalty for the two men in motion, get another opportunity to play, than lose the down and the yardage that went along with it, because they sacked him so far behind the line of scrimmage that, you know, it's going to take him an Amtrak to get back.
It's going to be fourth down and a long seven for the Golden Eagles. The ball will be spotted at the 43-yard line. They again call a timeout, but we're going to keep it right here because we're getting in plenty of timeouts in this first half as Riverdale leads Shelbyville 40-0.
And they can't take it with them, so they're going to use
them. Might as well use them. Let me tell you some of the advantages of membership in the Lions Club. The opportunity to share in and enhance the growth of the community. The chance to fulfill one's feeling of responsibility to society and to humanity. The deep satisfaction shared with club members. The opportunity to become a better person and citizen, and the opportunity to develop leadership skills. And I really don't see any of those five things as something that everyone would want to aspire to. So if you've got some time, or if you are willing to create some time, talk to Bill Comer or any member of the Tullahoma Lions Club, and they will tell you how to become a member. Shelbyville, fourth down and seven at the Riverdale 43. Mason Cunningham splits three receivers right, two to the left. He's back to throw. Here comes pressure. Long pass by Cunningham, intercepted. Riverdale at the 20-yard line. He's at the 30. He's at the 40, the 45, the 50. Cunningham, can he catch him? Forget about it. Riverdale is going to score. I think it's an 80-yard interception return, and it is the second interception return for a touchdown of the night for Centarius Lyon. The first one was 55 yards. That one was 80 yards, but there is a flag on the play, but it's going to go against Shelbyville.
Cunningham just put a floater out there. Should have put a little bit more on that ball, got it to his receiver quicker. Instead, he floated it out there, allowed the defense an opportunity to be able to adjust and get up underneath it, and it's 6 points.
I'll tell you, Centarius Lyons could start for half the varsity football teams in the state of Tennessee. I think this Riverdale team could beat half the varsity football teams in the state of Tennessee. They're just not even going to try.
But not if winning the game dependent upon them hitting a field goal.
They get in a close game, the kicking game's important, they're going to be in trouble. But this is not one of those games. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached halftime of the 47th Sims-McKenzie Tullahoma Lions Bowl. Our score at the half, Riverdale 46, Shelbyville nothing. We'll take a Sports Plus timeout.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think something.
Welcome back to Wilkins Stadium in Tullahoma, Tennessee. This is WCW Cooper Field on the north side of John Olive Boulevard. If you've not been to Wilkins Stadium and you're listening, we encourage you to come to a football game here. It is an outstanding facility. Our score at halftime, Riverdale 46, Shelbyville nothing. And, you know, we could recap the scoring, but we don't have enough time at halftime to do that. It's just been all Riverdale. They've had 2 interception returns for touchdowns by Centarius Lyons. 2 touchdowns from Artavius Collier, 2 touchdowns from Montori Wilkerson. The quarterback, Marquise Cantrell, makes it all go offensively. This is the best football team I've seen, and on the freshman level, all things are relative, but what an overpowering, dominating performance by Riverdale.
They just have so many athletes with so much speed, not just skilled players, but, you know, it seems like every single down that the quarterback, Collins, for Shelbyville is running for his life because the line is already on top of him. Now, that may be by design, but I don't think so. The other thing is that something that we talked about during the break right after that last score is that both times after the interceptions, the individual running it back for Riverdale, the blocks that were set up downfield by the defense enabling that cornerback to be able to run back for a touchdown. I mean, just great heads-up play by the defense all the way around.
Yeah, and that comes with practice. You can tell they work on that in practice. They work on returning interceptions. I was looking through the Lions Bowl records, and again, this game started in 1965. It was at the time, there were no playoffs. So this was a huge reward to get to the Lions Bowl in Tullahoma, the Tobacco Bowl maybe in Hartsville or something. There was a bowl game in Pulaski. That was a big one. That was a huge reward. In 1969, the TSSAA split high school sports into 3 classifications and created its playoff system. But still, only the district winner went to the playoffs, so the Lions Bowl was still very relative all the way up until the late 80s, early 90s, when it, you know, the TSSAA added the second place team in the district and then the third place. And of course now, you know, half the teams or more go to the playoffs. So in 1997, great decision by the Lions Bowl people to say, well, let's just make this a freshman game and let's have two freshman teams come down here every year. So they started that in 97, and it's worked out very, very well. The largest margin of victory in the history of the Lions Bowl came 3 years ago when Riverdale beat Franklin County 58-0. 2 years, the next year, Siegel beat Coffee County 49-0. 2008, Smyrna beat Riverdale 41-6. 2007, Siegel beat Warren County 48-12. My point, when District 7 AAA freshman teams come down here, they usually do really, really well, and that's the case tonight. The biggest margin is 58-0. Right now it's 46-0, Riverdale. So we're assuming that the mercy clock will be activated in the second half. That's pretty much true across the board in TSSAA sports now, basketball, whatever. Mercy clock, second half, 35-point lead or more. So, you know, Riverdale's been unstoppable. Shelbyville's shot themselves in the foot with turnovers, drop passes that led to interceptions. And Golden Eagles going to have their hands full just to get on the scoreboard.
And that's exactly the way that it looks, Scott. One of those games, like we had said earlier, where one team just can't do anything wrong. And even when they do something wrong, it still goes their way. They haven't made an extra point except once, and that was what looks like by sheer luck. But really, I would attribute that to the fact that there's so many athletes on the field, even when a play breaks down, they still have the athletic ability to be able to turn it around.
You want to know how big this bowl game was in 1965. The first Lions Bowl featured Scottsboro, Alabama, beating Chattanooga Notre Dame 33-7. So teams wanted to come from, you know,
all over,
2-3 hours away to play in this Lions Bowl. And it's always been a big deal here in Tullahoma, and we appreciate you folks tuning in and listening. We're at the half of our second contest. In the first contest, Hendersonville beat Ninth Grade Academy from Fayetteville 35-19. And here in the second half, or at halftime of our second game, it's Riverdale 46, Shelbyville nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half after we take this Sports Plus timeout.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Servicing Murfreesboro for over 10 years, Olympus is confident that we can get you in the best shape of your life. An all-inclusive membership, just $14.99 a month, offering free childcare, free group exercise, free tanning, and free personal training. Drop by any of our four locations and see one of our friendly staff members today.
Visit Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Time is now, Bob Bud's Auction. The time is now.
A nice ranch-style home in Murfreesboro will be auctioned off on Saturday, October 27th at 10 a.m. This home is at 806 Elliott Drive. It is a brick home. Again, 806 Elliott Drive in Murfreesboro, a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home. See pictures at bobparksauction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Since 1940, Roscoe Brown has been the family we've all depended on to install heaters and air conditioners and keep them running properly. Now, Roscoe Brown has expanded to include plumbing services. For heating, air conditioning, and plumbing repairs, call 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Call Roscoe Brown. That's 1-888-MY-ROSCOE.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
And Friday night at 6 o'clock, the Friday Night Thunder. Host Dennis Weaver and the crew preview all the games in southern Middle Tennessee, really all of Middle Tennessee, and some great games this weekend as playoff berths will be finalized. You'll know the playoff brackets and everything by Saturday morning, but tune in to Dennis and the crew Friday night before the game for previews of all those games, and then after the game, full scoreboard, and I'm sure Dennis and the crew will begin piecing together some of those first-round playoff matchups.
And for those of you listening on WGNS up in Murfreesboro, they carry Friday Night Thunder also. So tune in to Dennis and the guys. They'll bring you all high school action all over the area. And then once you get done listening to whatever game it is that WGNS is covering on Friday, Friday Night Thunder comes back to wrap up all the action from the entire area.
So Friday Night Thunder, a big deal for us. And Dennis has done a great job of getting that program at multiple stations across Middle Tennessee. It's the Tullahoma Sports Network here, Scott Chastain and Deuce Anderson. You can follow our broadcasting, football games on Friday night, Tullahoma Sports Plus on Monday at 105.1 FM, TullahomaRadio.com, Light Tube Channel 11. On the smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app, search for WHMT. We're set to go here in the second half with Riverdale leading Shelbyville 46-0. The Warriors will kick it off. Centarius Lyons has gotten his oxygen after two interception returns for touchdowns. He'll do the kicking for the Warriors. Riverdale in white, gold helmets, moving left to right. Shelbyville in blue with gold helmets, and you guessed it, they'll move right to left. We'll see how this second half develops. We'll see what Riverdale, you know, how much more do they want offensively, and how much has Shelbyville got? Can Shelbyville put some points on the board against just a really? I can't tell you how big and fast this Riverdale freshman team is. You just got to watch this DVD. The kickoff is loose. It's a free ball, but it goes out of bounds at the two. Now, was it touched by Shelbyville's Michael Eddings? Yes. So a tough break for the Golden Eagles, as they will begin their first offensive possession of the second half. The clock didn't even start. That's not what we need. They will begin their first offensive possession at the about the 2.5-yard line as the clock now begins here in the third quarter.
And not where you want to have to start the ball off with a possession here in the second half when you've got a defense in Riverdale that's just been manhandling you in every way.
The Golden Eagles have had a punt block deep in their own territory. They fumbled deep in their own territory. Both of those resulted in touchdowns. The mercy clock is running, by the way. It won't stop except for scores and timeouts. Cunningham, is it quarterback for Riverdale or for Shelbyville? Handoff straight up the gut goes Cente Muse, and Muse gets the Golden Eagles a little bit out of the hole out to the 10-yard line. Nice 7-yard gain by Muse. It'll be second down and 7 for Shelbyville at its 10. Mason Cunningham has gone all the way at quarterback in this offset I formation now for Shelbyville. He'll hand it off to the up man, and this is Muse. And Muse just twists and turns his way out to close to the 15-yard line. He's at the 14, and that's a first down for Shelbyville at its 14-yard line. Does Riverdale is Riverdale playing some backups? Well, I don't know. Montori Wilkerson is still in at corner and Artavius Collier, so I really don't think so. Not on this first series. Shelbyville, first and 10. Handoff. Around the right side, very little room for Michael Eddings. He got a yard or two. It'll be second down.
I'm looking at the line, Scott, and it doesn't – if they're playing secondary bench players, their depth is crazy.
Is Riverdale going to be a force for the next 3 years in varsity football? Well, they always are. But is this freshman class going to add to that? Oh, yeah. Shelbyville, second down and eight. Cunningham hands it off, and not much room inside. Those Eddings, he might have gotten a yard at the most. 7:50 to go third quarter. Riverdale leads Shelbyville 46-0. Here in the Tullahoma Sims McKenzie Lions Bowl, the 47th annual event. And we're happy to bring it to you. Shelbyville third down seven at its 17-yard line. Cunningham wants to throw. Here comes pressure. He's hit as he releases the football, and it falls harmlessly to the W.C. Dub Cooper turf. It'll be fourth down and seven for the Golden Eagles. Mason Cunningham didn't have enough time to get a play off there as the backside rush just came way too fast. Great speed.
And as I had said earlier, it's like a gang rush every single time they hike the ball back to the quarterback, because that defensive line is holding nothing back, and they've got penetration nearly every single play.
So O.J. Davis set to punt the football for the Shelbyville Golden Eagles. It's a fake. It's a short snap. Now pitch back to Davis, and Davis gets driven out of bounds at the 15-yard line. I don't know about the call at your own 15, but either way, Shelbyville's attempt, the fake punt, goes for naught, and Riverdale will take over. First down and 10 at the Shelbyville 15-yard line. The Warriors lead the Golden Eagles 46-0 with 6:25 to play in the third quarter.
Scott, I've got to say this. Over the years, we've seen lots of teams that have great amounts of talent and athletes, but this team isn't just a lot of great athletes. They're coached well, too.
No doubt about it. Riverdale hands it off right side. A little cut back by the running back. Now going against the grain and into the end zone for the touchdown, I think, is Artavius Collier, number six. No, it's wrong. Help me out, Deuce, on that number. They're getting harder and harder to see for me.
Well, the announcer said it was Julian Martin.
Works for me. Number nine, Julian Martin, scores for Riverdale. We might as well spread the names around, get everybody involved. With 6:01 to go, Riverdale now leads it 52-0, and the Warriors have struggled in the kicking game tonight. We'll see how Lions does on this attempt. It's a good snap. It's a good hold. Hey, that kick is good. 6:01 to go in the third quarter. Riverdale 53, Shelbyville nothing. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
From Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Welcome back to Wilkins Stadium on a beautiful Tuesday night for football. Riverdale leads Shelbyville 53-0. The kickoff is bobbled by the Golden Eagles, picked up at the 30 to the 35, out to the 40 for Shelbyville goes Amari Dandy. So Dandy, good kickoff return. That's been the bright spot again for the Golden Eagles, has been their kickoff returns, as they've done a good job, really giving their team pretty good field position on kickoffs. But the offense just unable to generate anything. Deuce, they got down, what, to the 30?
I think they got within the 35, and that's as far as they could get.
That was that 80-yard interception return by Lyons that ended that threat. This time they're at the 41, passing the flat, complete, out to the 45. The 46 goes Amari Dandy on the completion from Mason Cunningham. And so Mason to Dandy works. And that'll be a gain of about 7 yards. It's going to be second down and 3 for the Golden Eagles at the 47-yard line.
The quick passes work, but anything that requires any kind of time for a play to set up, the defense for Riverdale is just too quick.
Cunningham wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. He's got a man long. That pass is complete at the 15, down to the 10. Go Cente Muse. And the Golden Eagles are going to have it first down and goal to go at the Riverdale 9-yard line. Well, again, Mason Cunningham laid it right out there. And this time, Cente Muse made the catch, and Shelbyville has it first and goal.
And once again, Riverdale's defense was on top of the quarterback when he was ready to make that throw.
I've been impressed with Mason Cunningham. Under the circumstances, he's done a good job. Handoff Muse. Cente Muse gets outside to the 5, and then he's dragged down from behind. It'll be second down and goal after a gain of about 4 for Muse. There's a flag on the play. I think it's going to be a horse collar tackle against Riverdale. I think that'll give Shelbyville a first and goal at about the 2 or 3 yard line. And we'll see.
Well, James Marrable for Riverdale chased down Muse from behind.
And his only mistake was he grabbed him, I think, at the horse collar. Now, they haven't made the call yet. Or I haven't seen them make the call yet. So it is a penalty against Riverdale, as it's going to be put down at the 3-yard line. And first down and goal to go for Shelbyville. That horse collar tackle got him. The Golden Eagles got a great opportunity here. Mason Cunningham in the shotgun hands it off. Up the middle, to the 3, to the 2. Close to the goal line. Touchdown, Shelbyville. Want to make sure and get the number of that running back as Riverdale unstacks. That was Muse. Cente Muse, he earned that touchdown after the big catch from Cunningham. And so Shelbyville gets on the board, a 3-yard touchdown run by Cente Muse. So credit to the Golden Eagles. They've stayed in it. They've stayed positive and focused, and that was a really good drive by Shelbyville. Now the point after attempt will come from Micah Thompson. The snap's a good one. The hold's a good one. The kick is a good one. 3:05 left to go in this third quarter. Our score is Riverdale 53, Shelbyville 7. We'll take a Sports Plus timeout.
Strapped for cash? This is Andy at Intersource. Remember to look for the Intersource van at all of the WGNS football broadcasts here in Rutherford County to sign up for Kicks for Cash for a chance to win $10,000. That's $5,000 for you and $5,000 for the school of your choice. To have a chance at the money, you must register. So come see us at the games or sign up at intersource.co or wgnsradio.com. Intersource, kicks for cash.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Golden Eagles are on the scoreboard. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Murfreesboro, Riverdale 53, Shelbyville 7. Could the miracle comeback be in the making? Well, you never know. There's time. The mercy clock will continue to run as long as Riverdale's lead is 35 points or more. Right now, it's 46 points. So Shelbyville is going to need a couple of more touchdowns to stop that thing. Now the Golden Eagles go through a little something-something on the kickoff, and now Thompson's ready to kick it off to just a whole bunch of dangerous Riverdale Warriors set to return it. It's an onside kick. It's bouncing around. It's anybody's football. I think Riverdale got it. Good reaction there. I don't blame Shelbyville a bit. I think that's a great way to do it. Hey, try to capture the momentum. And who recovered it? Yeah, he's been everywhere. Centarius Lyons is just a football player for Riverdale. He has really got a nose for that ball. He's got two interception returns for touchdowns tonight, and he recovered that onside kick.
You don't think that they were anticipating the onside effort, do you? Yeah. Putting him up front like that, I'd have figured he'd have been somewhere else.
Yeah, not having paid close enough attention to their normal lineup, I don't know. Either way, Riverdale's got it first and 10 at the Shelbyville 49-yard line. Marquise Cantrell is still in at quarterback, but whistles blow and flags fly, and we've got a timeout called by Riverdale before that play, so we'll take it. 2:09 to go, third quarter. Our score, Riverdale 53, Shelbyville 7. This is a Sports Plus timeout.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, Cook's Pest Control.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Riverdale comes out of the timeout with a handoff to Brandon Bess. Shelbyville swarms Bess for no gain, so it will be second down and 10 for the Warriors. Actually lost about a half yard, but we'll call it second and 10 at midfield. 1:38 to go, third quarter. Riverdale 53, Shelbyville 7. And the most points ever scored in a Lions Bowl game, 58. By Riverdale 3 years ago. Quarterback is Marquise Cantrell. Cantrell hands it off, and 3 or 4 yards, and I think Riverdale's just going to run it up the gut every play pretty much here. It's Brandon Bess once again, and Bess fights his way all the way up to the Shelbyville 46. So a gain of about 3. That will bring up a 3rd down and 7 for the Warriors. Very impressed with Marquise Cantrell at quarterback.
I think we need to talk to the person that figures out what the matchups are, because I think that Hendersonville would have probably been a better matchup for Murfreesboro and Fayetteville for Shelbyville.
I'll explain that to you after this play. Handoff around the left side. This is Collier. He's already got a couple of touchdowns, but this time Artavius Collier is stopped a yard short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 1. At the 40. Here's what they do. They take a team from District 8 AAA, or from the Central Tennessee Conference, if you will, but it's District 8 AAA, Shelbyville and 9th Grade Academy. They're the host teams, and they match them up against a team from Murfreesboro or Hendersonville or whatever. No doubt, talent-wise, the best matchup would have been Hendersonville against Riverdale. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score is Riverdale 53, Shelbyville 7. Let's take a Sports Plus timeout.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Welcome back to Wilkins Stadium, WC Dub Cooperfield, Tullahoma, Tennessee, along with Deuce Anderson. I'm Scott Chastain, and we're happy to have you along on this Lions Bowl night, the Sims McKenzie Lions Bowl, the 47th annual Lions Bowl. Riverdale, as we begin this fourth quarter, 10 minutes to play. They're facing fourth down and one at the Shelbyville 40-yard line. Marquise Cantrell has gone all the way at quarterback for the Warriors. Cantrell's going to hand it off to Collier around the left side. Collier needed one. He got two. First down, Riverdale at the Golden Eagle 38-yard line. So the march continues for the Warriors as they are going to run their record to 7-1. Shelbyville will fall to 6-3, but still very successful freshman season for both of these schools. And Riverdale, I think, may have called a timeout here with 9:38 to go. We'll just keep it right here. We've had oodles and oodles of breaks in this game. So Friday night here on the Tullahoma Sports Network, the Tullahoma Wildcats will host the Lawrence County Wildcats. Tullahoma has clinched second place in District 8 AAA and will host a first-round playoff game if the playoffs started today. Based on the TSSAA rankings released today, Tullahoma would host Cleveland on November 2nd here at Wilkins Stadium. They would be the third seed in Quad 2 of the Class 5A playoffs. Now, that'll all change Friday night, more than likely. Lawrence County is in great position. If they can beat Tullahoma here Friday night, Lawrence County is going to get in the playoffs. And they could very well be the eighth seed in Quad 2 and travel to Columbia to open the playoffs. We'll see. Should be a good one here. Friday night will come on at, or Friday Night Thunder will come on at 6, as it will throughout Middle Tennessee. And we'll come on at 6:45 live from Wilkins Stadium here. Riverdale, first down and 10 at the Shelbyville 38-yard line. Handoff around the right side. We've got a new running back in for Riverdale. That is 34, Desmond Donaldson. And Donaldson picks up about 5 for the Warriors. Mercy clock is running. 53-7, Riverdale leads. 9:20 left to play. Donaldson's gain, we'll call it 4. Second and 6 for the Warriors at the 34.
Got to really give props to the offensive line for this Riverdale team. They just continue to make running lanes for these backs.
Well, the wing T just wears you out, too, because they just lean on you the whole game. Second and 6, Warriors at the 34. Donaldson comes in motion, but the quarterback hands it straight up the gut. And good play by Shelbyville's defense to drop Brandon Vess backwards. Now the forward progress is going to be back to the line of scrimmage at the 34, but it's going to bring up 3rd down and 6 for the Warriors, as they are more than content to get straight up the gut here and let this clock roll on, even though when they go out of bounds, it keeps running. 8:25 now left to play. We appreciate you folks staying with us. If you have, if you're watching the DVD, thank you so much for supporting the Tullahoma Lions Club. Handoff, Riverdale around the left side. He's got room and more. This is Collier, and Collier is all the way down. That may be Foster. That may be number 8 there.
It's number six.
It is six. So it's Artavius Collier, who scored a couple of times tonight, and Collier gets great yardage, picks up a first down and 10 at the 15-yard line for the Riverdale Warriors. Again, the most points ever scored in a Lions Bowl 3 years ago by Riverdale, 58. They're at 53 right now. They could set a new record with another touchdown. Come to the line, first and 10 at the 15, and the football's loose. The handoff was going to go to Donaldson, but Donaldson got by Cantrell a little quick, so Cantrell is forced to fall on it. And that's really the first mistake Riverdale's made all night. But unfortunately for the Warriors, here late in this ball game, Cantrell is down, and he is slow to get up. And that's eight. That's, I don't know, Deuce. I've just lost the numbers completely. But
These Riverdale numbers are difficult to read.
And the as they get a little dirty, then they all those single digits begin to look the same. I think that was Cantrell, the quarterback, that went off. So we now Cantrell's still in. So we'll try to see who the injured player was. But Cantrell's still in at quarterback. It's second and 14, and here's Donaldson around the right side. Good play by Shelbyville's defense. That was a nice stop by Michael Eddings to bring up third down for the Warriors as the clock ticks under 7 minutes.
There's nowhere for him to run on that last play as Shelbyville's defense read the play right, read the handoff right, which they didn't do very well in the first half, and able to stop the run.
And you can really see the difference in Donaldson, who looks like a fine player, but you can just see it, not quite the efficiency in that wing tee that Collier and Wilkerson had early in the game. Third and 14 for the Warriors. Handoff left side. This is Bess, and Brandon Bess fights his way back to the 15-14. The original line of scrimmage goes Riverdale, where it will be fourth down. 6:12 less to play in this football game, and Riverdale leads Shelbyville 53-7 with the Warriors facing a 4th and 10 at the Shelbyville 14. And they're just going to milk the clock for all they can.
This will be one of the first times they probably don't get a first down off of their attempts to go for it for a 4th.
I can't think of any other stop on 4th down. They certainly haven't punted the ball. Cantrell brings his team to the line on 4th and 10 at the 15. And Cantrell's just going to keep it. They weren't expecting that at all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Marquise Cantrell on the keeper increases Riverdale's lead to 59-7. Induced. I got to say it, Cantrell did not want to score. He really didn't. I mean, he just jogged around that end. He was like, oh, you know, coach told me not to score, but there's nobody between me and the end zone.
And I'm eating my words as I figured for sure, 4th and 10. They're going to run it, and they don't care if they make it.
That's true.
And they have gone for a 4th down conversion multiple times during this game and made it. And this time holds true the same as any other time.
So, Centarius Lyons to attempt the point after. The kick is up, and the Centarius Lyons kick is good. We've set a new record at Wilkins Stadium. 5:31 to go. Riverdale 60. Shelbyville 7. This is a Sports Plus timeout.
Now is a great time to come visit our bird department. We have new babies hatching every week. This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. And in our bird department, we have a large variety of sweet babies waiting to meet your family. We have a full range of supplies to keep all of your pets happy and healthy. Please come in. We are Animal City, and you'll find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lane.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
George Plaster and the Game Sports Network, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 on Thunder Radio 1320, 107.9 on your FM dial. Lyons kicks it off for Riverdale. His legs got to be getting tired. The kick is caught at the 30, 35, 40, 45. Good Shelbyville return all the way out near midfield for the Golden Eagles. They'll have good field position as returning that kick for Shelbyville is Amari Dandy. With 5:15 to play, it's a new Lions Bowl record. The previous record for the highest score was set 3 years ago by Riverdale, 58 points against Franklin County. It was 58 to nothing, so the margin of victory was 58 points. Riverdale scored 60 here, so that's a new record. Another Riverdale score would set the record for margin of victory. I can't see them scoring again, but who knows? Shelbyville with the football, first down and 10. Handoff around the right side, nowhere to go as Shelbyville's O.J. Davis, I believe, is swarmed under by the, I knew I'd get that wrong, Cody Peoples now in. Peoples, number 21 for Shelbyville, as they're trying to get some other folks in. Get everybody, you know, at least a play or two. You got to be careful against this big old Riverdale team. You know, these are man-sized kids on this Riverdale squad. 4:15 to go, 60-7 Warriors. Golden Eagles, a little bit out of sorts here. They've got, you know, a lot of new players in. Second down and 13 at their 47-yard line. Mason Cunningham has gone all the way at quarterback, and I think this will be a delay of game against Shelbyville, and I've always thought that when the mercy clock's running like this,
what's the sense?
If they want to take 2 minutes to run the play, it's the mercy clock's running. I mean, that's the whole point is to run the clock off, so just let them take as long as they want to run the play, you know? I mean, other penalties you can't let go, but a delay of game when you're running a mercy clock seems kind of a contradiction, but
ironic.
I'm just in the booth. That's why I don't wear stripes down on the field. 3:20 left to go. Riverdale leads 60-7. Shelbyville second and 16, and Mason Cunningham wants to keep. Mason Cunningham's got nowhere to go as he's driven out of bounds. Yeah, they'll spot it at the 45, so a gain of about 2 for Cunningham. That's going to bring up, though, third down and about 13 for Shelbyville. As the clock continues to run, under 3 minutes now. We appreciate all of you tuning in, and we hope you'll buy the DVD of this contest. Support the Tullahoma Lions Club. They do a lot of great work. We appreciate their hospitality tonight. As Shelbyville lines it up now, third and 13. Mason Cunningham to throw, a lot of pressure. Cunningham's going to scramble out to the left side, looking for somebody, and there's just nobody to throw it to. He's dancing down the far sideline, and Mason Cunningham is all the way down to the Riverdale 40. He may have gotten a first down for the Golden Eagles. Great effort by Mason Cunningham. To me, Cunningham has been the most impressive Shelbyville player tonight. For Riverdale, it's been Centarius Lyons, to me. But Cunningham, or maybe Cantrell, he's done a good job at quarterback. But Cunningham, he's just a gritty quarterback. He's thrown a lot of passes on target that have been dropped, and that time picks up a first down on third and 13. So Cunningham now almost bobbled it. He wanted to hand it off to Cody Peoples coming around the sweep, but Peoples was already past him. Cunningham, I think, did a good job to keep the football right there. 1:35 to go. Riverdale 60, Shelbyville 7.
High snap, too, though, Scott. I mean, that was way higher than what it needs to be. Typically, you're trying to snap a ball into somebody's chest region, and that was above his head.
Now, this time, Cunningham does hand it off to Peoples, but Peoples drops it, and it's been recovered, I think, by Shelbyville. There's a fumble. Clock just keeps running. Shelbyville's recovered that football. It's going to be third down and 15. As the clock now ticks under a minute. So we're headed toward the end here. We will not have a long pregame show or a postgame show for obvious reasons. Riverdale leads Shelbyville 60-7, And as soon as this one's over, Stations, we're going to let you go. Shelbyville lines it up, third down and 15. Cunningham hands it off to Peoples. Peoples picked up a yard, maybe two, and that's all. As clock ticks to 30 seconds now, and Shelbyville may run one more play. So Riverdale is going to win the second half of the Lions Bowl by a score of 60-7. Hendersonville beat Ninth Grade Academy from Fayetteville in the first game, 35-19. I guess we'll run a break when we're over, Stations, and then you can pick it up after the break. Final play of the game, 10 seconds to go. No, handoff inside, a gain of about 2 or 3 yards, and that's going to be it. The Riverdale Warriors have defeated the Shelbyville Golden Eagles in the 47th annual Sims McKenzie Lions Bowl. Your final score from Wilkins Stadium is Riverdale 60, Shelbyville 7. For Deuce Anderson, I'm Scott Chastain, folks. Be good to each other.
Martin's Home and Garden is your fall headquarters. This is Lester Martin inviting you to check out Middle Tennessee's largest selection of fall displays. Pumpkins, gourds, straw bales, corn stalks, and more make for beautiful displays. We also have a spectacular variety of hardy pansies and mums in all colors and sizes. Now is the best time to plant trees and shrubs, and we have a great selection to choose from.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne & Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne & Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned.
The bottom line to that was Anthony said to me, Ellen, there isn't anything on here. There's, you know, there's just nothing recoverable. Years later, during the...